It's B91's Hot Takes.
In traffic, what's the thing that bothers you more than anything else?
This has a lot to do with what's going on right now, the senior games.
Oh, boy.
But when people don't know where they're going, and instead of pulling over to figure out where they're going, they slow down.
Everyone.
Is this the road?
Yes.
No. And then they speed.
I have the blinker on the whole time.
Is this the road?
Yes. And then they don't recognize that there are cars behind them.
Right.
That know where they're going.
Uh-huh.
And they just like... Oh, do I turn around? And then they start to turn, so you're thinking, okay. But then they like go, nope, that's not it. And
then
they
break on.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It frustrates me like no other.
Well, here's the other problem that we've got here in St. George is that people come here from all over the world all the time.
Yeah.
And they are just dumbfounded by red rocks, which I understand. If you don't see them where you're from, yes, they're beautiful. They're gorgeous. They're wonderful. And they are best enjoyed on the side of the road with a camera. Not in the middle of the road. So they're like when I'm going to Zion, like usually I'm on my way to a wedding or something like I have got to be punctual. And there's just tons of cars that are going super slow.
Just they're like looking up.
Wow.
I had friends in town and they wanted to drive to Zion. I go, no, I'm driving. And they're like, why? I was like, because you're going to be glued to the window like a 4-year-old. And I can't have that while I'm driving.
Yeah, totally.
Plus, I'm from here.
What is your pet peeve on the road?
This happens a lot that I've been seeing recently. People doing their makeup in their car.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
They're, like, driving and trying to, like, apply, like, mascara or lipstick or do their brows and stuff. And my friends are doing it now. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Wake up the extra 5 minutes and do your face.
Or just don't wear makeup.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I've seen people with like electric razors like shaving their face and there's kinds of stuff going on.
So don't do grooming.
All right, speaking of dangerous things, have you guys ever had a brush with death?
Yeah, Mikey did.
I've had a bunch of them.
Yeah, Mikey's had.
I hate them. Not a fan.
The Grim Reaper just really wants to say hi.
Yeah.
He wants to say what's up.
He doesn't want to kill me. He just wants to be like any minute now.
Well, no, and I keep thinking like all of these things that happen to you, Mikey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All of these close brushes with death, and yet you still don't change the way you eat.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You still don't.
Weren't you supposed to stop eating, like, junk food and
yes!
soda? And
oh, long
these...
ago. Long ago.
Like, he's pre-diabetic. Before
appendicitis?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, I have that talk with the doctor all the time. Lovely man. But I have that talk with him all the time where he goes, well, have you stopped doing this, 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 and this? And then I just give him a face like, does it look like I have? You know, and it's like, ugh. You know, it's all my fault. It's completely my fault. But I've been hit by a truck while I was riding a scooter.
Yep.
I have been in
a
rollover accident by falling asleep at the wheel. All kinds of fun stuff.
And you had appendicitis last year.
Pancreatitis.
Pancreatitis, sorry.
Which he thought he was dying, yes.
Yes, that was awesome.
Yeah, we all thought he was dying as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was cool. What about you, Maddie? Have you had a brush with death?
No, I had a spider bit my eye when I was younger, though.
Jeez.
Yeah.
The eyeball or the eyelid?
No, eyeball.
Oh. Wow.
But I was, like, really, really little. But
do your parents have a picture of it?
Yes. Multiple pictures, because I was in the hospital for a while.
Yeah.
I just remember calling it green eye, because when the doctors would open my eye, all I could see was in green.
Wow.
Yeah, it was so crazy. And I don't remember, like, it being in pain or anything.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. I just remember being in the hospital for a long time. Okay, maybe like 2 days.
Yeah.
But as a kid, that's a long time.
That is.
Yeah.
And like everybody coming and visiting me and getting balloons and stuff.
So
and then the doctor opening it and it being green and like my eye, like how your eye is kind of crusty sometimes when you wake up.
Yeah.
But that was my whole eyelid.
So is that when your painkiller addiction started?
I wish.
Yeah, don't we
it's really, all? It's really sad when we sit here and we go, I wish I had a really serious life-crippling problem.
Bonnie, were you ever close to death?
Yes, when I was about 3 or 4 years old, my sister pushed me off a balcony.
Mm.
Hi, sister, what's up? She's probably listening.
It was very nice of her.
I pushed my brother down a flight of stairs.
But other than that,
we've all pushed your brother down a flight of stairs. It's funny. Never fights back. That's the best part. Wake
up in the morning. You're listening to the Mikey and the Mrs. Show on today's music, B92.1.